The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Nun Gimel, and we're about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. So continuing along the sugyas of Aynah, specifically the Mishnah that discussed that the laws of Aynah deal not only with Inyanei Mekach Umemkar, but they apply to a money exchange as well. So if somebody was buying money or exchanging money and he was ripped off to a certain degree, there's a halacha of Aynah. It was interesting that the Mishnah mentioned three shiurim of Aynah, 1/24th, 1/12th, 1/6th. We got into some technicalities about understanding different coins that existed once upon a time, Bimei Chazal, Machlokes Abaye v'Rava, whether these three shitas mentioned in the Mishnah really would apply to a talis or to ordinary metaltalin, or it could be by ordinary metaltalin. Everybody agrees that the shiur Aynah is 1/6, it's a shtus, it's dafka by mois, where there's a machlekes. Regardless, the last line in the Mishnah said, v'noisna l'maisa sheni, if somebody has this coin that's chaser, he could use it for maisa sheni, v'enei chayshesh, he need not be concerned, she'enoi elo nefesh ra'o, which at first glance, the Gemara will say, seems to mean that even though with regards to a regular money exchange with another person, there are laws of Aynah. But the truth is that a person that's makbid on Aynah is a nefesh ra. He's a bad person. He's stingy. He really shouldn't be. So that reason, if you're going to use a coin that's chaser for Maisa Sheni is naturally not nefesh ra. So over there, you don't have to worry. Amar HaPapa, HaPapa said, Hai man, the Maikim, Azuzi, Mikri, nefesh ra. That from this Mishnah, you see that someone that's very makbid when it comes to money, he's a nickel and dimer, excuse the pun. When it comes to mois, he wants a perfect, nice, shiny matbeya. Again, today a matbeya is a matbeya, but once upon a time, a matbeya's value was very much intrinsic, depending on how much it weighed or what the coin looked like. That could determine its value. But someone that's a stickler, when it comes to the money, he's called a nefesh ra. You see it in our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah, you see that somebody that's not willing to take Pachis Mishir Aynah is a nefesh ra. It's for that reason when you do the exchange with Maisa Sheni, the halacha doesn't apply because Maisa Sheni is not a nefesh ra. So you see, generally speaking, a person that's very medakdek in his ma'is, what kind of money he's willing to accept, is called a nefesh ra. But Papa immediately qualified that. He said, that's only if the money that he doesn't want to accept is money that is over l'seicher. And even if it's only over l'seicher, bedeichik. But if it is over l'seicher, then you should take it. And if you don't, you're a nefesh ra. But money that can't be used, naturally, you wouldn't be a nefesh ra if you refuse to accept this. Either way, says the Gemara, that this interpretation of the Mishnah would seem to support something Chizkiya once said, I'm a Chizkiya, parta b'shav. If somebody has money that is a chaser, so he has a sela that doesn't weigh the full sela, and now he is exchanging it for prutos, for smaller coins, parta b'shavya. He naturally has to be mefarated. He has to exchange it for what it's worth. He can't say that it was once a sela, so that now when he exchanges it, give me a sela worth of prutos. If right now it's chaser, you're going to get the amount that is chaser. If, however, you want to use this money to transfer onto it maisa sheni, then the halacha is mechalala biyafa. Says the Gemara, my kamar, what exactly did Chizkiya mean to see? Let's explain Chizkiya first. Hachi kamar, alpha bi kishbala barta barta b'shavya. Even though if you were going to come take this money now and you were going to exchange it for smaller coins, you would have to do it shava b'shava, kishu mechalala biyafa. If, however, you be mechalala maisa sheni, you can be mechalala biyafa. And that was really the way we understood the Mishnah, the way Rav Papa understood the Mishnah. And that's what the Gemara means, mesayele l'chizkiya. In other words, the way the Gemara is understanding the Mishnah right now is that even though a sela that's chaser really can't be used for a sela, it has to be used for what it really weighs, for what it's really worth. That's with regards to a transaction that you're going to do with an ordinary person. But a transaction that you're going to do with Hektish is not a nefesh ra'ah. Hektish is willing to look away a little bit. So if it's a sela, even though it doesn't weigh a sela, they're not going to be medaktik so carefully. So over there, the halacha is mechalala biyafa. That seems to be what the Mishnah is saying. It's something that Chizkiya clearly said. Rav Papa explained the Mishnah the way Chizkiya stated his halacha. Thus, says the Gemara, or B, the fact that it's a really big chiddush, misayele lechiske. But freak the Gemara, is that really true? The name of the sofa chiske, the mezalzalino of ma'is hasheni, that if somebody is taking peiros ma'is hasheni and he's transferring it onto ma'is, he's allowed to be mezalzal in the peiros ma'is hasheni, meaning he could take a sella that's not really a sella, assume it is a sella, so that Ma'is Hasheni is going to somehow lose out. You're taking a seller's worth of payros, you're transferring it onto a seller that's not really a seller. Mizalzalina by Ma'is Hasheni is a possible chiske holds of a chiske. Ma'is Hasheni shema shava pruto. If somebody has Ma'is Hasheni, that's not shava pruto. And as we'll see, this will be the topic of today's daf. So if you needed a heading for today's daf, it's Ma'is Hasheni she'ein boy shava pruto. It's interesting, so much Ma'is Hasheni here in Perek Azov, but that is the topic of the daf. So if somebody has Ma'is Hasheni that's not worth a pruto, and he wants to now transfer the kedusha from the ma'is hasheni onto money, so that's clear. It's the premise of the entire sugya that you can't just take a coin that's worth less than a pruta and transfer the ma'is hasheni onto that coin. That doesn't work. The question is there a workaround? Is there another way to do it? Chizki has said, yeah. What could you do? Omer, the person could say, "Hu v'chaim shoy mechulal al mois arishaynes." It and its chaimish. Why a chaimish? Because every time you're mechal peiros ma'is hasheni, you always have to add a chaimish. So it, this pachas mishava pruta plus a fifth, I want to transfer its kedusha onto mois arishaynes, onto money that I already used to be mechal ma'is hasheni. Meaning, I can't take a chatzi pruta right now and transfer the peiros ma'is hasheni that's worth less than a pruta onto that mois. That doesn't work. What I could, however, do is if I have money that I already used for a larger transaction of chilul ma'is hasheni, I could take that money and use that money. You'll ask me a question that says, chizki was used already. You can't double dip. If this money is already kadosh b'kedushas ma'is hasheni, how could I use it again for kedushas ma'is hasheni? So this is the punchline. Said chizki, l'fi she'ef sh'loi l'odom l'tzamtze ma'isam. Because the reality is that when people are mechal ma'is hasheni, they don't want to rip ma'is hasheni off, so they always leave a little bit of wiggle room. So, for example, if they're transferring $100 of peiros ma'is hasheni onto money, they're not going to transfer it 100 for 100 or 100 for 100 plus the chaymish that you have to. They're always going to add on a few dollars. They're going to add on a few shekels. There's always a little bit of wiggle room. So there's a little bit of money that, good kasha, there's a little bit of money that's there that was used for the transfer that never really got Kedushas Ma'is Hasheni because it was extra, it was Odef. That extra could be used now to be Mechalol, the Peiros Ma'is Hasheni that's worth less than a pruta. So to take Peiros Ma'is Hasheni that's worth less than a pruta and bring a coin that's a Chatzi Pruta, do the transfer, that you can't do. But if you're going to use money that was already used for a proper transfer, and you know there's a little surplus in there, money that technically wasn't accounted for in that transfer, that money you're allowed to use. There's a lot of lumdus here, obviously, Ayin B'Ramban, there's a lot to look at, but that's the basic halach of Chizkiyah. But what's the Gemara's kasha? This would seem to contradict what we just said. Chizkiyah was the one that said, and that was the way we understood our Mishnah, Misayeh Leila Chizkiyah, that if a person has a seller that used to be a full seller, now it's not a full seller, you could transfer peiros ma'is hasheni onto it as if it was a full seller, meaning mezalzalina b'ma'is hasheni. You can rip off ma'is hasheni, for lack of a more finer term. So here you see just the opposite. You see that when a person is mechal ma'is hasheni, to the contrary, he has to be very conscious, he has to be very sensitive to every dollar of ma'is hasheni, so much so that we assume that a person always leaves a buffer. And you can use that buffer at some future date if you have peiros ma'is hasheni that's less than a pruta and you find yourself in this situation. But either way, it's a steer in chizkiyah. Are we mezalzal in ma'is hasheni? Or is it just the opposite? Says the Gemara, you're right. It's such a good kasha that we're forced now to reinterpret what chizkiyah meant. Chizkiyah had said that when a person has a seller that's not a seller right now, bala parta, parta b'shavya, if you want to just exchange it for smaller coins, you have to do it based on what it's worth. Kishu mechalala, mechalala b'yafa. We understood b'yafa means that even though now it's not a seller, you can be mechalala as if it was a seller. So it can't be, that's what it means. Just the opposite. My b'yafa, b'toyres yafa. You have to do it based on what it's worth now, not based on what the coin is and what it was once worth. So if it's a seller chaser, you'd have to be mechalala it for a seller chaser. And the reason is, the trey zili loy mezalzalinam bay. We have to be sensitive to Ma'isa Sheni. It's Chizkiyah L'shitasoy. And in this case, if you're going to give Ma'isa Sheni, the seller that's chaser, and you're going to charge Ma'isa Sheni as if it was a full seller, you're being mezalzel in it twice. Number one, you're forcing it to accept a seller chaser, an inferior coin. And number two, you're upcharging it. You're assuming that it's the full seller, which is not. So two zilusos that we do not do. It's chizkiyah l'shitasoy that a person, to the contrary, needs to be uber sensitive when it comes to transferring ma'isa sheni. Guf amar chizkiyah ma'isa sheni sheni b'shavar pruto. If somebody has ma'isa sheni, that's not shavar pruto. Omer, he says, hu v'chaim shay in and it's chaimish. Again, you always have to be ma'isav chaimish when you mechal peres ma'isa sheni mechula ma'isav rishaynos. I want to be mechal it on the ma'isav rishaynos, money that I already used to do such a transfer. If I used it, how could I use it again? Because we assume there's for sure some leftover money. Rashi says, a zar is not supposed to eat truma, he's not supposed to eat bikurim. If he does, he's chayav misa bidei shamayim. Additionally, a koyin that's tameh, who's a ladder, ordinarily eat truma and bikurim. If he's tameh, he can't. And the halacha again is he'll be chayiv misa. So truma and bikurim have in common the fact that it's possible that someone would eat it and be chayiv misa. V'chaymesh. Not just that, if somebody eats truma or bikurim b'shoigik that wasn't supposed to eat it, the halacha is he's not chayiv misa. You never chayiv misa for doing something b'shoigik, but you would have to add a chaymesh when you reimburse truma or bikurim. Asurim lazarim. Azar is not allowed to eat it, period. The nechse kayin belongs to the kayin. Kayin can be mekadesh and isha with it, Rashi says. If it finds itself now in a taruvos with other things that are not shuma and bikurim, is there halach of bittel? So ordinarily bittel b'rayv, sometimes bittel b'shishim. Shuma and bikurim are unique that there's halach of bittel, but only if there's 101 in the taruvos. Meaning, if for every truma there's 100 times chulin, for every bikurim there's 100 times chulin, then you have the halacha of bittel. V'tu'una rechisas yadayim. Before somebody eats shumay bikurim, he has to wash his hands. V'heriv shemesh. If somebody is tamei, he goes to the mikvah, he's not ready to eat shumay bikurim. So kayin tamei, who toivels 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he has to wait for the sun to set, he has to wait for shkia, that's the first mishnah of the sechtes brachas, before he's able to eat shumay bikurim. Hare'elu says the mishnah of shumay bikurim. These halachas are all true for truma and bikurim as the Mishnah began. However, mashayin came to ma'isa, but it doesn't apply to ma'isa sheni. So everything that we just mentioned, chayav an aleho misa, b'shoigig shoigig, also lezarim, belongs to the kayin. Bittul, 101. You have to wash your hands before you eat it. If you're tameh and you want to eat it, it's not enough to go to the mikveh, you have to wait for the sunset. That's all true for someone that wants to eat truma bikurim. Somebody, however, wants to eat ma'isa sheni, the halachas don't apply. Says the Gemara, my masha ain't came b'ma'isa. Lav michlal, the ma'isa bata baruba. Everything mentioned doesn't apply to ma'isa sheni, and the one that the Gemara is picking up on is oilim be'echad umeya. The Mishnah said truma and bikurim. Our luck, the Gemara is picking up on the most difficult halacha that was mentioned in this Mishnah. If it finds itself in the taruvis, it's not batal b'roiv, it's batal b'echadim. You need 100 times heter to the iser in order for the bittel to take place. Masha ekeb in ma'isa sheni. Ma'isa sheni doesn't work that way. Well, how does ma'isa sheni work? It sounds like it's an ordinary bittel b'roiv. Okay, what's wrong with that? V'im isa the chizkiyah, but if chizkiyah is right, havali dava sheyesh le matirin, then ma'isa sheni is a dava sheyesh le matirin, v'chal dava sheyesh le matirin, v'elav elef le batal. And the rule is that a dava sheyesh le matirin, afilu be'elef le batal. So the basic halacha of taruvus is that if you have a mixture of isra v'heter, whether the mixture is what's called lach b'lach, it's like a cholent, everything is really mished up together, or it's a taruvus yavish b'yavish, it's independent pieces of meat. They're not all one, but you just have confusion. You don't know what's what. The halacha is bittel b'roiv. Then there's a concept of shishim. Mim b'minoi, mim b'she'enei minoi. There's a whole shulchan aruch. There are times where there's no bittel at all. There are times where the rule is there is no bittel. Most of those examples are examples of no bittel midrabbanan, meaning midraisa, really there is a bittel, but midrabbanan there's no bittel. Such an example is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Any davar asr that could become mutter, an example would be muktzah. Muktzah is asr on Shabbos. On Sunday, the fact that it was muktzah yesterday doesn't affect me anymore. So if it's Shabbos and I have something that's muktzah, a be'ah shenol d'biyantef, that's one of the sugis of davar sheyesh lo matirin, right in the beginning of Masechtas Be'ah. See, now let me eat it. Achlikas b'shayim b'sol, be now let me eat it on yantef. after Yontif, I would be able to eat it. So if a Beish and Olda B'Yontif was Nisariv and a Taruva is on Yontif, you don't say Bittol. And the reason is because it's a Dava Sheyesh L'Matirim. It's something that tomorrow will be Mutter. And being that tomorrow will be Mutter, there's no reason for us right now to rely on Bittol. Bittol would say that even though it's Aser, but it's in the Taruva, it's Bittol to the Heter, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. Something that's going to be Mutter anyways, don't rely on Bittol. Just wait till it's Mutter and eat it then. Rashi Masechtas Beya, and that sugya says, you know what the Sfara for Dova Sheyesh L'Matirim is? It's very poshut. It's a balabatish Sfara. Acha teichlenu be'iser neichlenu b'heter. Why rely on Bittol if you don't have to? If it's never going to be Mutter, so the only way to ever eat it would be Bittol. Okay, so you have no choice, Bittol. But if it's something that can at some point in the future be Mutter anyways, like Mukza will be Mutter after Yontif, so there's no reason to rely on Bittol, you might as well wait until it's Mutter. There's a Rana Masech in Sedarim that says a super lumdish pshat. We've spoken about this in the past, over the years. But the bottom line is, that's the basic halach of Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim. Any Dovah Asar that will be Mutter at some point in the future, you don't rely on Bittol. We have here a halacha that seems to say that Maisa Sheni is Batal Beroiv. If that's the case, then it comes out that Maisa Sheni is not a Dova Sheyesh L'Matirim. Because if Maisa Sheni was a Dova Sheyesh L'Matirim, it wouldn't be Batal Beroiv. Now, at first glance, is that so poshut that Maisa Sheni is not a Dova Sheyesh L'Matirim? It is a Dova Sheyesh L'Matirim. Why? Number one, if I have a taruvas that has maisa sheni and regular chulin inside of it, I'm not a kohen. It's possible for me to eat it. All I have to do is take it up to Yerushalayim. If I take it up to Yerushalayim, I'll be able to eat it. So this taruvas is a dovah sheyesh l'matirim. So based on the basic rule that dovah sheyesh l'matirim, you don't say bittol, l'chur, there should be no bittol when it comes to maisa sheni. So you'll tell me it's possible that I was far away from Yerushalayim. I was so far that it was very not practical for me to assume that I'd be able to take it to Yerushalayim. Tosfos suggests that svara in the sugya. Could be that would be enough of a svara to say that it shouldn't be a dovah sheyesh l'matirim. But there's another problem. I could always be mechalal the maisa sheni onto money. And once I'm a chalal onto money, I can put the money away. And one day in the future, I'll take the money up to Yerushalayim. So it's vayter davar sheyesh loy matirin. So why in the world should there be bittol? The teretz is, it would be negeya, a case where you had peres maisa sheni that's worth less than a pruta, and you live far away from Yerushalayim. You live far away from Yerushalayim, so it's not practical I'll be able to take it to Yerushalayim. It's worth less than a pruta, so that I can't be mechalalit. This maisa sheni is not a dovah sheyesh l'matirim. Being that it's not a dovah sheyesh l'matirim, it's for that reason it would be batal b'roiv. So it could be anachinami. When the Mishnah says maisa sheni is batal b'roiv, we don't mean an ordinary maisa sheni. An ordinary maisa sheni is a dovah sheyesh l'matirim, so that even if midayrais it's batal b'roiv, midrabanan it's not going to be batal b'roiv. You know where it's negeya that maisa sheni is batal b'roiv? It's negeya a case where it's less than a pruta and you're far away from Yerushalayim. But says the Gemara, that's all good if you hold this no way in the world to be mechal ma'is hasheni that's worth less than a pruta. But according to what we just said, Chizkiya, it's possible to have peres that's worth less than a pruta and be mechal it. How so? Take money that you already used for a chilul, assume there's a buffer, and use that buffer. That means all peres ma'is hasheni, even when it's worth less than a pruta, is subject to chilul. If it's subject to chilul, then it's vayter dava sheyesh l'matirim. If it's a dava sheyesh l'matirim, that halacha should be that it's not batal. So how in the world can we understand this Mishnah that seems to say that there's no halacha of meya when it comes to bittul ma'is hasheni? To the contrary, there's an ordinary bittul. How could it be an ordinary bittul? L'chura, it's always going to be a dava sheyesh l'matirin. As I freak the Gemara, says the Gemara, mimai, how do you know the masha enkin b'maiser, the batal beruba? Maybe when the Mishnah said masha enkin b'maiser, it doesn't mean that maiser is always batal. Dilma loy batal klal. Maybe it means it's not batal. The Mishnah never said that maiser sheni is batal beruba. You know what the Mishnah said? The Mishnah was comparing and contrasting Trumim Bikurim on the one side and Maisa Sheni on the other side. Trumim Bikurim, Chayav and Alem Misa V'Chaymesh, Asa L'Zarin, V'Chsei Koyin. There's a bittul of Echad Umeya. It's bottled 100. Masha Enkim and Maisa Sheni. Now we assume Masha Enkim and Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni has an ordinary bittul. But says it, well, maybe that's not what it means. Maybe Masha Enkim and Maisa Sheni, that there's no bittul at all. And why not? Like we just said, because maybe It's Dova Shiesh Matirim. But the point is, how do you know that when the Mishnah said Masha Enkim B'Maisa Sheni, it meant that there is Bittul? And asking a Kashan Chizkiyo, maybe there's no Bittul, period, because it's always a Dova Shiesh Matirim. But the Gemara says, Motzei Samrit. If you're following the flow of the Mishnah, that can't be Pshat. Because everything that was mentioned in the Mishnah that Truma and Bikurim has, the Maisa Sheni doesn't have, it was all a Chumrah of Truma. But Kuli the Truma like a Tani. We didn't mention any Kulas. For example, if somebody eats Truma and Bikurim, he's Chayiv Misa. If somebody eats Truma and Bikurim B'Shoigeg, he's Chayiv Chomesh. Truma and Bikurim is also Lazar. Tu'una Rechis is Dayan. Herif Shemesh, Masha Inki Meiser, what? You're not Chayiv Misa. You're not Chayiv Chomesh. It's not also Lazar. You don't have to wash your hands. If you became Tame and you want to eat it, you don't have to go to the mikvah. So we're talking Chumras. Now, one of the things mentioned was V'Olim Be'achonomeya. Bittul is 101. It sounds like it's a Chumrah. Meaning, as opposed to Maisa Sheni, where the Din Bittul is more kill. In other words, there's an ordinary bittul. So you see, clearly there's an ordinary bittul. But the Gemara says it's not true. You skipped one. Vakotani vein nechsei koyin. The Mishnah said that truma bikurim a nechsei koyin. A koyin that receives truma bikurim, he can be mekadesh anisha. Maisa sheni, you can't be mekadesh anisha with. And really, that's telling the machlokes remain the chachamim, mesachtes kedushin, dafnun beis amid beis, dafnun gimel, whether maisa is mamon gavoya, not mamon gavoya. But either way, the Mishnah is clearly mentioning a kula that bikurim and truma has, as opposed to maisa sheni. So it could be when we discuss Bittul, that's also a kula. It could be the fact that Truma is Oyla Be'echonomeya is in fact a kula, as opposed to Maisa Sheni, which is really a Chumra. But the Gemara says, even though that's true, you're right, and it could be we brought this Mishnah for naught, because it could be we didn't really gain anything from this Mishnah. But it's a Mefurish Braisa. Maisa Sheni Batal Beruba. Maisa Sheni is Batal Beroid. And the Mishnah goes on to explain, there is a Maisa Sheni Amr. What kind of Maisa Sheni did that Braisa mean when it said that it said it's Batal Beruba? Not regular Maisa Sheni. Because regular Maisa Sheni is a Dova Shiesh Matirim. And Dova Shiesh Matirim is not Batal. But Maisa she'im by Shavar Pruta. We're talking about Maisa that's not a Shavar Pruta. That's not a Dover she'yesh loy matirim. Because to the extent you're far away from Yerushalayim, you can't eat it in Yerushalayim. And being that it's less than a Shavar Pruta, you can't be mechalit. V'shenichlas Yerushalayim v'yotz. And a second example would be, if somebody had Maisa Sheni, he brought it into Yerushalayim, and then he took it out. We'll see momentarily what that means. But again, the Gemara's kasha is, and here the Gemara speaks it out inside, the im isa l'dechizkiya, if chizkiya is right, that it is possibly mechalo Maisa Sheni, that's pachas v'shavar Pruta, l'abad l'dechizkiya, v'nechalei amoyos or yishoynoys, why can't you be mechalo it? So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara, we mention Dova Shiesh L'Matirim, and the Gemara is saying that Maisa Sheni should be a Dova Shiesh L'Matirim. Why? Because you could eat it in Yerushalayim, or you could be Mechalel it on Mois. Therefore, it should be a Dova Shiesh L'Matirim. As opposed to Truma, that's the topic, that it's Oyla Be'echonomeya, there is a Din Bittul. In other words, it's not a regular Bittul position, Bittul B'meya, but you see that Truma is not considered a Dova Shiesh L'Matirim. Tosfos asks, why is Truma not considered a Dova Shiesh L'Matirim? It's possible to make something truma, not truma anymore. You know how? You can go to a Rav, and you can be shoyel. You can be mater your neder. Just like you could be mater neder, you could be mater shvua potentially. So too, you could be shoyel on truma and make the truma, not truma. If that's the case, shouldn't it be a dova sheyesh l'matirim? So if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says different terutzim to answer this kasha. When we learned Masechta Nedarim, this was one of the big themes in the second part of Masechta Nedarim. The Yerushalmi really asks this kasha. And the Yerushalmi says that it's a mistake. You know how Shelas Chacham works? If somebody makes a neder, then he goes to a Chacham to be matter neder. The Chacham is oiker the neder l'mafreya. If someone's shoyel on Shuma, you're being oiker the Shuma l'mafreya. Meaning the Chacham is making it as if the neder never existed. As if the Shuma never existed. We're rewriting history. Says the Yerushalmi alumnus. Dovah sheyesh l'matirim is the pshat. It was aser and now it's mutter. I could take it from a state of Isra to a state of Heter. When I'm shoyel on a neder, when I'm shoyel on Truma, I'm not going from Isra to Heter. I'm rewriting the Isra. I'm making it that it was never Aser. That's not Dova Shiesh L'Matirim. Dova Shiesh L'Matirim is when we can both agree that this is Aser, and even in the future, it will have always been Aser, but there's a way to make it Mutter. But when you're oikir the Islam Afreya, then what happens is the gather is that we look at it as if it was never Aser. If it was never Aser, it's not a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim. It just was never Aser. That's alumnus. And that, of course, is the makar to this idea that when a Chacham is Matir Neder, he's oikir the Neder L'Mafreya. There's alumnus from Chaim Briska that it's not a regular Akira L'Mafreya, it's Mikanu L'Haba L'Mafreya. Chaim said it regarding Kiddushay Miyun as well. There's a Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Nedarim, where the Rambam seems to say just the opposite, that She'ilas chacham is matter the neder. We spoke at Torah from Bechonon and Kovitz Oris. There's some really nice rate. But for right now, we have a kasha over here on Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah said that it's possible to be poida, peiris maisa sheni, even if it's worth less than a pruta. It's true, you can't take a chatzi pruta and be mechal, but you can take money that was already used for a good, solid chilul maisa sheni. Assume that there's a little bit extra money, there's a buffer, and use that buffer for the chilul. The question is, if that's the case, it comes out that all maisa sheni, even pachas meshava pruta, is a davar sheyesh lamatirim. If that's the case, there should be no bittul. The problem is, we have a brisa that says maisa sheni is batal b'rayv, and the brisa even explained it. First, we brought a mishnah that was unclear, but then we brought a brisa, and the brisa was very clear. The Braisa said, and the assumption is, because it's not a Dava Sheyesh Lamatirim. According to Chizkiyah, it is a Dava Sheyesh Lamatirim. How's Chizkiyah going to understand this Braisa? And that Mishnah says, the Gemara Delay Parik, it'll be Negea, a case where a person did not have money. Meaning, if a person had money that he had used to be Mechal Maisa Sheni, you could assume that there's a buffer. You can use that money to be Mechal, your Paris Maisa Sheni, your Pachas Meshavar Pruta. Thus, it's a Dava Sheyesh Lamatirim. But what if you don't have any extra money? If you don't have any extra money, that's where it's Negea. But Faith the Gemara, Venesi Maisa de Islay Vinitzrafina. Why can't you bring new Maiser? It still should be Lechura, a Dava Sheyesh Lamatirim. Because even though you don't have old money to use, but why can't I bring now Paris Maisa Sheni, combine it with this Chatzi Pruta that I have, and now do a proper transfer? The issue is it's worth less than a pruta. So just tack on some extra payers. So the Gemara says, now you ran into an issue. The Iraisa of the Rabbanu Leimitztarfi. This Chatzi Pruta of Peiris Maisa Sheni is in the Taruvas. That's the whole point here. We're discussing, is it bottle or is it not bottle? It's in the Taruvas. Midda Iraisa, even the Dava Sheyesh L'Matirim is bottle. It's only with Rabbanon that there would be no bittle. That means Midda Iraisa, we don't see Peiris Maisa Sheni anymore. Now it's true, we're treating it as if the Peiris Maisa Sheni is there. Not only that, we're saying that it could potentially mess up the whole Taruvas, but it's only Midda Rabbanon. Midda Iraisa, there's really no issues. Midda Iraisa, there's a clear bittle. Dava Sheyesh L'Matirim is bottle Midda Iraisa. It's only Midda Rabbanon that it's not. So really, Midda Iraisa, this is not Maisa Sheni. There's certainly no Dine Meister that applies to this Taruvais. So if you're going to take real good Meister Sheni, you want to be mitzarefit with this, you're going to run into an issue because you're taking good Meister Sheni, which is Meister Sheni Deiraisa. You'd be mitzarefit with Meister Sheni that's in the Taruvais, that's only Meister Sheni b'derabbanon, and Deiraisa b'derabbanon le'mitzarefit, so there's no way to make that work. But the Gemara says, v'nesit mai, maybe don't bring good Meister Sheni. Bring Meister Sheni that's only Meister Sheni b'derabbanon. How's that possible? D'mai. What's d'mai? When you buy Paris from Manama Oretz, you have to give Maisers, even if he tells you he already gave Maiser. The reason is because we're chayish, that maybe he didn't. And the Gemara said that Roiv Amei Oretz Ma'asrin Hein, it's only Yichshash D'Rabbanon, but Midrabbanon, we're always concerned that maybe Maisers wasn't given. So if I have Maiser Sheni of Demai, meaning I bought Paris Demai, and now it's Mafish Maiser Sheni, that Kedushas Maiser Sheni is not Maiser Sheni Deiraisa. Because Midei Raisa, we rely on the Roiv. We assume that Maiser Sheni was already given from the Paris that I bought. So this new Hafrasha wasn't a real Hafrasha. It's only Maiser Sheni Midei Rabbanon. So take real Maiser Sheni Midei Rabbanon, be mitzarefit with this Chatzi Pruta that's in a Taruva. It's the Rabbanon, do a proper transfer, and you'll be over with it. But the Gemara says, you're right, really you should be able to, but Duma Asi Lasu Yevade. Chacham didn't want to do that. So Chacham said, if we're going to allow you to do that, you may end up confusing the Demai and regular Maisa Sheni, and regular Maisa Sheni you can't do this with, because that's the Raisa Rabbanon, so that's not an option. The Gemara says there's another option, an Esi Shtei Prutais, why not bring two Prutais? V'nechalu L'alayu Maiser B'Pruto Mechza, take new money, very similar to the previous patent, but a little different, take money, take two Prutais, and take a Pruta and a half worth of Peres Maisa Sheni, and do a Chil. Now you'll have a half of Pruta left over, and take the Chatzi Pruta that you have, and in the Taruvos, and be mechalat. Meaning, don't be mitzarif the peiros maisa sheni of chatzi pruta that's in the Taruvos with regular good peiros maisa sheni. You can't make that tziruf. But what you could do is you could be mechalal regular peiros maisa sheni onto money, leave a buffer, and go use the buffer later. Meaning, the Gemara's kasha was, according to Chizkiyah, that you could be mechalal peiros maisa sheni chatzi pruta onto a buffer, the extra money that was used in a previous chilul, so every Peiros Maisa Sheni should be a Dava Sheyesh L'Matirim. The Gemara's teretz was that it's only true if you have the money. If you don't have the money, there's no way to do it. What if I didn't do a previous transfer? So now the Gemara's asking, very simple, do it now. go now, do a transfer, leave over the buffer that you need, and then afterwards use the buffer to be mechalo the Maisa Sheni, that's Pachas Mishava Pruta. But the Gemara says it's not going to work. Because Misavris, Pruta, Mechza, Tafsi, Shte Prutas. If somebody has a Pruta and a half of Paris Maisa Sheni, and he's been mechalo onto two Prutas. So the way it works is not that the Pruta, Mechza just transfers onto the two Prutas. Look, Pruta, Tafsa, Pruta. The way we work is we allocate it. You have to do an allocation. This Pruta Maisa Sheni goes towards that Pruta. This half a Pruta Maisa Sheni goes to that Pruta. The problem is now if you're going to use the other Chatzi Pruta, so you're going to have the Chatzi Pruta that's in the Taruvas with the Chatzi Pruta that I have in front of me, Be'en. I'm going to combine them onto this one Pruta. I'm being mitzvah of something that's Chayv Midaraisa, that's the Maisa Sheni, that's Be'en. Onto something that's only Chayv Midrabanon, that's the Maisa Sheni that was Nesarev in the Taruvas. Hadar Havali Deraisa, the Rabbanon, Deraisa, the Rabbanon, Loy Mitzvah. But the Gemara says, Venaisi is, so there's still a way to do it. Bring a $100 bill. Don't bring a bunch of small singles. Bring a $100 bill. In this case, bring an Isser. That's a bigger, a coin that's worth more money. That coin, you can't do the allocation for. Meaning, if I have two Prutas, and I have a Pruta half of Peres, so the Pruta Peres goes towards the Pruta, the half of Pruta Peres goes towards the half of Pruta. If I want to now use the half of Pruta of Maisa Sheni that's in the Taruvas, in essence, what I'm doing is I'm combining it with the half of Pruta that I have and. One is Chayv Deraisa, one's Chayv Midrabanan. I can't make such a tiruf. That's why the Gemara said that's not an Eitzah. But bring a larger coin, bring an Isser. An Isser is big enough to have the entire two Prutas. So now you don't make the allocation. So everything, the Pruta and a half of Peris get transferred onto this Isser. There's leftover room, there's a half of Pruta value. So now I can take the half of Pruta that's in the Taruvas and I can combine it. That was Chizkiah's halacha. So the Gemara says, Dalmasik Lasuya Pruta is really you should be able to do it. The reason we don't want you to do it is because we're afraid that if you do it on an Isser, you'll do it on Prutas, and as just mentioned, on Prutas, it really wouldn't work. Either way, that was Chizkiah's halacha, that even though if someone has Peros, Maisa Sheni, that's worth less than a Pruta, you can't do a conventional Chilol, there is a way to be mechalit. How could you be mechalit? Take money that was already used for a conventional chilol. Assume that there's some leftover chulin mois in that taruvas. Use that now for this chilol. The Gemara's kasha was, if that's the case, every single maisa shedi should be a davar sheyesh matirim. And we have a mishnah that implies, and a braisa that's mefurish, that if you have peiros maiser sheni less than a pruta, the halacha is that it's batal b'roiv, because we assume it's not a davar sheyesh matirim, must be because there's no way to be mechal. According to Chizkiah, there's a way to be mechal. So the Gemara says, you'll make an akimta. It's talking about where you didn't have any previous money. If you didn't have any previous money, throw in a couple of gzeres and a couple of right and left turns in the shakla v'tarya. The bottom line is, there is an akimta where it wouldn't work, where even Chizkiah would have to acknowledge that it's a davar she'ein lo matirim, and it's for that reason it's possible bittul b'roiv. But the Braisa Wanata gave another example of how it's possible that Peiros Maisa Sheni should not be a davar sheyesh lo matirim, thus it should be bittul b'roiv. One example was Chatzi Pruta. The other example was Shenichnas liYerushalayim v'yatza. The Peiros were brought into Yerushalayim and then they were taking it out. Now, we know you could be mechal Maisa Sheni. You could eat Maisa Sheni. Where do you have to eat Maisa Sheni if you choose to eat it? In Yerushalayim. If you want to be mechal Maisa Sheni, the halacha is just the opposite. You have to be mechal outside of Yerushalayim. If you mechal it in Yerushalayim, it doesn't work. So chilul needs to take place outside Yerushalayim. Eating needs to take place in Yerushalayim. Not just that, we're about to learn a new chiddush, and that is that if I appear as Maisa Sheni and I bring it into Yerushalayim, and then I leave Yerushalayim, I can't be mechal in anymore. Once the Peiros Maisa Sheni was in Yerushalayim, kol ta mechitzos, the mechitzos of the Yerushalayim chapped it. At that point, it's no longer subject to chol. That's the background. Says the Gemara, the second example that the Braisa mentioned, where it's possible that you could have Peiros Maisa Sheni, that's not a davar sheyesh l'matirim, would be if it entered Yerushalayim and then it left. Right? The Gemara v'amai, why v'lehader v'na'ayle? Why can't you bring it back into Yerushalayim? Bring it back in and eat it. And Tosfos speaks out that even though in the Gemara earlier we had an easy way of getting around Maisa being a davar sheyesh l'matirim based on the fact that you can eat it in Yerushalayim, because we said maybe it's talking about you're far from Yerushalayim. But this case doesn't sound like you're far from Yerushalayim, because you were in Yerushalayim and you left. So it sounds like you're close by. So that's the Gemara's kasha, that this is a pasha to davar sheyesh l'matirim, because why can't I go back in and eat it? Says Mar B'shenitma, it became Tameh. It's Tameh, I can't eat it anymore. The Braisa is talking about Peiris, Maisa Sheni, that's something. Nifrake. Okay, but why can't you at least be poided? Tama Rabbi Loza, Dinner Rabbi Loza, same Menachem, Maisa Sheni, that's something. How do you know you can be poided even Maisa Sheni, that's something? And Afilu Yerushalayim. And even regular Maisa Sheni, which you can't be poided in Yerushalayim. But Maisa Sheni, that's something. You could be poida even in Yerushalayim. Wow, big chiddush. Look at the first Rashi. Shenemar, because the pasuk says kiloy suchal se'esoy. That's in the context of chilul ma'isa sheni v'chiyur b'mcha derech kiloy suchal se'esoy. It's too far for you to take it. And the pasuk says, go ahead and be poida. Ve'ein se'es ala achilo. Se'es means achilo shenemar v'yisa masas me'es ponov. So if you have ma'isa sheni, that literally the pasuk means you can't carry. But we darshan that you can't eat, meaning it's tameh, you could be mechalal it on tamani. So you see that Peiros Ma'aseh Sheni, you can be mechalal, and even in Yerushalayim. But the bottom line is, fake the Gemara, that why are you telling me that Peiros Ma'aseh Sheni, she nitma, that was in Yerushalayim and left, is a davar, she ein le matirim, thus it's batal b'rov. Why can't I be poided? So the Gemara says, Eli, you have to say, the Bryce is talking about, b'lekuach b'kesef Ma'aseh Sheni. It's not regular Peiros Ma'aseh Sheni. It's Ma'aseh Sheni that I bought using Mois Ma'aseh Sheni. So I started off with Peiros Ma'aseh Sheni. I transferred the Ma'aseh Sheni onto money, and now I took that money and I bought Peiros. That Peiros, I can't be Mechal anymore. That Peiros became Tomei. That Peiros has Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni. I can't be Mechal anymore. I also can't eat it because it's Tomei. That will be bottle. It'll be bottle because now that it's in the Taruvas, it's not a davar sheyesh le ma tirin, thus you have bittol. But the Gemara says, "Lakuach bekesef ma'isa nami lefke." It's not true that you said that if I buy peiros with money, that's ma'isa sheni, I can't be paid to those peiros. It's a mishnah. Lakuach bekesef ma'isa sheni shenitma yipada. If somebody buys ma'isa sheni with somebody buys peiros with ma'isa sheni, even if it becomes tummy afterwards, you could be paid. This is some exercise, says the Gemara. Kareb Yehuda, we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar who said you cover, no, that you can't be paid. You have to bury it. I Rabbi Yehuda, fake the Gemara. My ear, your yotza. I feel a law yotza nami. Meaning, you tell me the only way to make this brisa work is by telling me that we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking about peiros that were bought with money that was used to be Mechal Ma'aseh Sheni. The peiros then became Tameh. Rabbi Yehuda holds that those peiros you can never be poida. Oh, so I have a hechatimsa of peiros Ma'aseh Sheni that you can't be poida. Thus, it's a davar she'in le'matirim. It's for that reason the Braisa said that it's going to be batal b'rov. But the Gemara's kasha, that's great. I love it. But I have one problem. Then why did we need all the drama? It was in Yerushalayim, and then it left Yerushalayim. Didn't have to be there and then leave. Just say very simple. You want an example of Ma'aseh Sheni that's batal b'rov because it's a davar she'in le'matirim? An example would be Ma'aseh Sheni that's tameh, but it's not the original Ma'aseh Sheni. It's Peiros that I bought with Ma'aseh Sheni. And we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds you cover. Says the Gemara, Ella, you're right. La'oila b'tahar. We're learning the sugi wrong. The Bryce is talking about regular tahar Ma'aseh Sheni. Umayotzo, you know what yotzo means? The nafal mechitzos. It was in Yerushalayim, and then the chaymas Yerushalayim fell down. There's no way to eat it. Frank the Gemara, Vama Rava Rava said, mechitzo lechol de iraisa, mechitzo is likloi de rabbanon, vechi gazu rabbanon, ki isul mechitzos, ki lesl mechitzos, loi gazu rabbanon. One second. Says the Gemara, I understand if the mechitzos fell down, you can't eat it, but I should be able to be poide it. So you're going to tell me that it's based on the halacha that we spoke out in that 3-second intro to this last piece of Gemara, that once Peiros Ma'aseh Sheni enter Yerushalayim, you can't be poided anymore, even if it leaves Yerushalayim. Again, Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni traditionally has to be outside Yerushalayim. Once it enters Yerushalayim, you can't even do it outside Yerushalayim. But I'll tell you, maybe that's only true if Yerushalayim is standing, if the mechitzas are there right now. But if the naflu mechitzas, if the mechitzas fell, then it could be that halacha shouldn't apply. And I'll tell you why. Because eating Peiros in Yerushalayim, that's achi of deiraisa. So it could be even if enough lula mechitzas, you still can't, then you obviously can't eat it. But this idea that the mechitzos Yerushalayim don't allow you to be poided outside Yerushalayim, that's only a din derabbanan. So maybe once it's nafla mechitzos, maybe that halacha doesn't apply. Says the Gemara, no, let plug rabbanan between isno and mechitzos, between lasno mechitzos. Rabbanan were maflig between isno and between lasno, and it's for that reason that the halacha is going to be that if the mechitzos fall, now you're going to be sold. So that was the case. The case was the Bryce is talking about again ma'isa sheni that is a davar she'en le'matirim. Thus, it's going to be batal b'roiv. You know what the example is? We have a ma'isa sheni that you can't be poida, you can't eat. Why not? Nafla mechitzos, you can't eat it. It was in Yerushalayim. And being that was in Yerushalayim, now to the left, you can't be poided. And even though the mechitzas fell, you could have argued that maybe now you could be poided outside Yerushalayim. No, it doesn't matter. I can't be poided. I can't eat it. That's what's negated, that it's a davar she'en le'matir. We're not talking about where it was tameh. This has nothing to do with the machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. It's very simple. Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes Chodik Tan. Rav Yehuda, one last piece in this Gemara, said that, no, I'll tell you the real way to read the Braisa. The real way to read the Braisa is Chodik Tan. We saw the Braisa originally sound like the Braisa was giving two examples. What kind of Maisa Sheni is a davar she'en le'matir? It sounded like there were two examples. Number one, Ein Bei Shava Pruta. Number two, Shenichas Yerushalayim VeYatza. And because of that, we had a whole black Gemara over here, a whole Amid Gemara. Ein Bei Shava Pruta, how do you reconcile that with Chizkiya? And what exactly does it mean, Shenichas Yerushalayim VeYatza? Rav Huna Rav Yudis said, in the name of Rav Sheshes, the Braisa really wasn't saying two things. The Braisa was saying one thing. Ma'isa Sheni She'en Bei Shava Pruta, Shenichas Yerushalayim VeYatza. Not Ve, there's no Vav. Shenichas, we're talking about Ma'isa Sheni that wasn't worth a Pruta, that entered Yerushalayim. That Ma'isa Sheni is the Ma'isa Sheni that is a Dovah She'en Lematir. If it was not worth a pruta, it entered Yerushalayim and then it left. But the Gemara says, let's understand this. I don't know why this is any better than what we had in the previous sugya. Amai, v'nehad v'ne'ay l'v'nechle. Why can't you bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it? Then off of mechitzes. You'll have to tell me, because the mechitzes fell down. V'nifrake, okay, be poided. Ha'amar Rava, didn't Rava say mechitzel lechol de'iraisa mechitzel look like the rabbana v'chigazu rabbana ki isla mechitzel kelech mechitzel de'gazu rabbana? This whole idea that if Paris enters Yerushalayim and then it leaves, that you can't be poyed, that is all a din d'rabbanan. So you can argue, like we just said a minute ago, that if the mechitzels are standing, the halacha applies, the mechitzel are not standing, it doesn't apply. And it says, no, leplug rabbana. Rabbana were a maflig. Even though there are no mechitzas now, you can't be poyed that once it enters. Iachi, my iria, emay shavar putas. Then we just said what we said in the previous sugya. Why would Rav Sheshes feel that the better way to learn this price is that it's all one thing? It's at the end of the day, it's the same Gemara. Afili yesh by nami. So he said, let me buy your kamar. No, he wanted to say a chiddush. Let me buy yesh by the koltan le mechitzos. Let me buy ya. If there was a shava pruta, there it's poshet. Rav Sheshes felt that the halacha would be as mentioned, that once it enters Yerushalayim and then it leaves, you're done. You can't eat it because there's no mechitzos. The mechitzos fell. You also can't be poyed because once it enters Yerushalayim, you can't be poyed. Avalim, but if it's less than a shava pruta, emalei koltan le mechitzos. I would have thought this halacha doesn't apply, because being that the halacha is that you can't be poida, ma'isa sheni, that's worth less than a pruta. So it could be, if you had ma'isa sheni less than a pruta that entered Yerushalayim and now it leaves, it could be you could be poida later, because the whole reason you shouldn't be able to be poida is because Yerushalayim didn't allow you to be poida. But being that you couldn't be poida anyways, so it could be that halacha never went into effect. Rashi explains the Gemara a little simpler. Rashi says that Peris Ma'isa Sheni Pachas Mishavar Pruta is a Musa Boy Shchicha. So it could be the Rabbanu were the ones that said that Peris Ma'isa Sheni that enters Yerushalayim, even if it leaves afterwards, you can't be poida. The Rabbanan only make takanas for a milsa de shchicha. To have such peris as a milsa de shchicha, so maybe emele koltele mechitzes, maybe you don't have the salacha, so maybe it should be a dovah sheyesh lematir, because you could be poided chutz Yerushalayim, kamash malan, that you can't. So very similar to the previous teretz, but whereas in the previous teretz we're saying two things. Number one, peris ma'isa sheni, that's pachas mishava, pruta is a dovah sheyesh lematirim. Number two, nichnas v'yatza is a dovah sheyesh lematirim. Nichnas v'yatza, where it was naflo mechitzes. In the second teretz of Rav Sheshes, it's really all one thing. The Brice is telling me not that ordinary peris she'en b'shava pruta is a dovah sheyesh lematirim. It could be fakir. It could be that would be a dovah sheyesh lematirim. That was chizkiya. It could be tzanakash on chizkiya. We mean to say a dovah sheyesh lematirim pruta, peris that's not worth a pruta, that entered Yerushalayim and then it left and then the mechitzas fell, in that case the halacha is that it's a davar she'en le'matirim, because you can't eat, you can't be poided. Why would the Mishbraisa tell me that by a chatzi pruta, just tell it to me by regular pruta? There's a special chiddush. I could have thought that maybe chatzi pruta you could be poided, because it's only midrabanan that you can't be poided, and it's a milsa le'shchicha, and by milsa le'shchicha le'gazo le'rabanan, that's the halacha. So just to conclude on a little bit of a lighter note, so again, this is one of several sugyas of Ma'isa Sheni that pop up here in the beginning of Perek Hazah. So just, we started speaking out some nice Chumash Torah regarding Ma'isa Sheni last week. We mentioned that the parish of Aser to Aser is called Tfuas Arecha Hayotze Hasod Shana Shana. The parish of Aser to Aser to Aser, Aser B'Shvil Shat Aser, is mentioned in the parish of Ma'aser Sheni. If you go through the Psukim, it's Parshas Re'eh, Perik Yudalet, Chav Beis, Chav Timol, Chav Dalet, Chav Hei, Chav Vav, Chav Zayin. These are all psukim that are talking about Ma'aser Sheni. You have the parish of Ma'aser Sheni. What does the Torah say by Ma'aser Sheni? V'achalta lefnei Hashem lekecha b'malkam asher yivcha. Ma'aser Sheni, you don't have to give to the Levi. You don't have to give it to the Yanni. You can eat it yourself. However, the Torah says, where do you eat it? You eat it in Yerushalayim. And the reason is, Lamantilmad Liyiras Hashem Lekecha Kol HaYomim. Because by going up to Yerushalayim, you're going to learn, you're going to acquire Yiras Shamayim. It's going to be such an inspirational experience. It's going to change who you are. And for that reason, the Torah says that what should you do with the Paris Ma'aser Sheni? We want you to bring it up to Yerushalayim. And the truth is, if you think about it, it's a little bit of a chiddush. Because the Yid went to Yerushalayim anyways 3 times a year. He didn't go to Yerushalayim just to eat Ma'aser Sheni. You're always going up to Yerushalayim. You had to make a special trip. And the truth is, people didn't even make a special trip. Because when did you take your Paris Ma'aser Sheni? People were economical. You're smart. I'm anyways going for Shavuos. So when I go there, it's Yisrael for Shavuos. I'll be there for Sukkos anyways. I'll take all my Ma'aser Sheni. That's what we're going to eat. It's going to be great. Why does the Torah say you have to take your Paris Ma'aser Sheni? L'man Tilma V'Yiri. Aren't you anyways going to go? But Pashup Shat is, because you ordinarily when you would go for Yontif and then you would leave. But it Yontif, you're tarred, you're busy. Kalmoid, you're doing things. If the Torah tells you you have to take your Paris Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you're going to be forced to stay there for an extended period of time. Because Ma'aser Sheni was 10% of your Nechasim. It's a lot. The Torah wants you to spend real time there after Yontif, into this man. You'll see what's going on. You're going to see the Kehan of Avidasim, Levi, Mashir, and Bezimram. We mentioned Tosfos and Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph. On the Gemara, Brom Zachar, Isa Ishla Toiv. The Yeshua ben Gamla, Shema Yeshua ben Gamla was the one that he established the yeshivas that we have today. He's the founder, the real founder of the yeshiva movement. It was Yeshua ben Gamla and the original yeshivas that he made were in Yerushalayim. Ki mitzien teisei teiret v'ar Hashem Yerushalayim. The Tosfos they quote for free. Then why did he pick Yerushalayim? Because of this pasuk. L'man tilma liyiras Hashem alakecha kol hayomim. Because real Torah can only be acquired in Yerushalayim. When he is in Yerushalayim, he sees the Kayhanim, the Levim, the Yerushamayim. That's where a person learns Torah. Tosfos quotes a Sefri that says, G'doyla Ma'aser Shemevi L'idei Tam. Ma'aser Sheni is so great, it brings a person to learn Torah. Why would Ma'aser Sheni bring a person to learn Torah? Because you eat Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And you get Yerushalayim. And Kimitzi and Teisei Torah. That's where a person acquires Yerushalayim. So I just wanted to say two things. One, just a nice thing, and one related to the parasha, very quickly. And that is, we say in Shemayna Esrei, Yirotzai, the end of Shemayna Esrei, Sheibana Beis HaMikdash B'mher B'yameinu, V'sein Chalkeinu B'ser HaSecha. We ask Hashem to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and give us our Chelik and Torah. Says the Vilna Goyen in his Pirush on Shir HaShirim, it's not a coincidence that we put those two things together. A Yid will not have Shleimus in Torah until HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash. And it's based on a pasuk in Eicha Sedei Goyim. Malka v'sareh b'goyim ain't Torah. That as long as Malka v'sareh b'goyim, the Yidden are in Golos, ain't Torah. When the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, not only was there a Churban in the Beis HaMikdash, but there was a Churban in Torah. And it's only k'sheyibane Beis HaMikdash b'mehir b'yameinu that we're going to be Zoicha to v'sein chalkeinu v'sir asecha. When Hashem rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a connection between the Beis HaMikdash and Torah. The Marsha says the same exact gedank in his Chidushei Agadas and Perek Chelik, Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara there says the world was created for 6,000 years. The first 2,000 years, there was no Torah. It was Toyu. The second 2,000 years, there was Torah. Avraham Avinu, Vanefesh, Asha, Asa, Becharon. These parashiyos now, that's when the year 2000 was. That's when there's Torah in the world. The last 2,000 years, there's Yemois HaMashiach. Rashi says that if you look at the Gemara at first glance, it almost sounds like the last 2,000 of the 6,000 years, there won't be Torah. First 2,000 years, Toyu. Second 2,000 years, Toyu. Third 2,000 years, Yemois HaMashiach. The second 2,000 years are not Toyu. The second 2,000 years are not Yemois HaMashiach. The first 2,000 years are not Yemois HaMashiach. So the first 2,000 years is no Torah. The last 2,000 years, there should be no Torah. That was confusing. But the point is, it sounds like each set of 2,000 years is unique. What's unique about the middle 2,000 years? There's Torah. Meaning, from the year 4,000 and on, there's no Torah. So Rashi says, that's not what the Gemara means. The Marsha says, no, Rashi, that is what it means. What do you mean? There was Torah. Says Marsha, if you do a little bit of historical analysis, rest of the story. You know what happened in the year 4000? That's when Rebbe was Nifter. The great Rebbe was Nifter. Says the Marsha, Malka v'sareh b'goyim ain Torah. That as long as there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was Torah. But once the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, ain Torah. We really didn't have that Madrega of Torah anymore. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, says the Marsha, 172 years before the year 4000. From that point on, ain Torah. It's not the same. It's not the same. Why then didn't it end 172 years earlier? What happened during those 172 years? Says the Mashal, there was yeshivas, there was knocking and learning, there was still some kiyum of Torah. It was by the year 4000, when Rebbe was nifted, the yeshivas weren't the same anymore. It was Malka v'sareh b'agoyim ein Torah. Rebbe Shua Yisrael once spoke out, a dover nifla. He says that Yaakov and Esav are coming out of their mother's womb. V'yodoy oichezes ba'akev Esav. He's grabbing onto the Ekev of Esav. Said Rebbe Shua Abba, Ekev is begematria 172. You see that the real Golos, Malka v'sareh b'agoyim ein Torah, was supposed to have started 172 years before the year 4000. But it stayed for another 172 years. You know why? Because of Torah. Yaakov is dochta amuda Torah. That's the remnant. That even though Esav is already destroying the Beis HaMikdash, the Golos is coming into place. But v'yodei echezes ba'akev, 172, look at the Marsha, that's the number. 172 years before the year 4000, Beis HaMikdash was charved. It should have been Malka v'sareh b'agoyim ein Torah. But because v'yodei echezes ba'akev Esav, we got another 172 years. But either way, Malka v'sareh b'agoyim ein Torah, what's the beer? It's this Sifri. It's the Tosfos and Bava Basra, Chafal of Amid Aleph. It's this Pasuk right here. G'day lo meiser shemevi lidei Talmud. Because when Yid went to Yerushalayim, he saw Yerushalayim, he saw Kayhanim, he saw Leviim. It lifted up his game. It got him to the point where the Torah was an under a Torah. The real amantuma, the year is Hashem alekecha kol yom. But I just want to be Messiah. The end of this week's parsha, the after the story of the Akedah, Hashem alekim nisa es Avram. So it says, Avram is finished with the Maisa Akedah. He goes back and he takes his Na'orav, the people that had escorted him to the Akedah, and he goes back home. Vayoshev Avram al Na'arav, vayakum vayechu yachdav. Who were the Na'arav? That was Yishmael and Eliezer and Avram. Where's Yitzchak? Marsha asks the guy, where'd Yitzchak go? Yitzchak wasn't killed. Vayoshev Avram al Na'arav. Where is Yitzchak? Says the Medrash, Dover Nifla Adamoy. It's worth waiting another 30 seconds for this. Says the Medrash, Sholchu Eitzelsh, the Yitzchak Eichen, who, where did he go? Rabrachi B'Shem Rabbanu Taman, Sholchu Eitzel Shem Lumi Menu Torah. Avram told you, he's not coming home with me. I want you to go learn Torah. Mashal Isha Shem Es Asha Met Palka, Mashal to a woman that had a business. She made a lot of money. She was a great needle pointer. She was a good sewer. And she made a lot of money. Amra, she said, Hoyul Min HaPlach HaZeh Es Asha. I became so wealthy from this plach. Eini Zaz Mitach HaZiyadi La'ilam. I'm going to stick with this for the rest of my life. Real hedgehog. Do something well, just do it. Kach Omer Avram. Kol Shebo Liyadi. Eine Yelo B'Shol Shasakti B'Torah. Everything that I just got, I realized I got for Torah Mitzvahs. Lefichach Eini Roysa Shetazes Mizar Adolam. Avram Avinu just overcame the greatest assignment anybody ever came. But like Kit Nisus Avram, Tennis Yoinos, the climax was Kachnos Binchas Yechidcha Asher Ahavta Va'aleo La'oila. And Avram Avinu was about to do Va'yikach Samachel, as we mentioned yesterday, he was even B'Simcha. He was in a place where the Shechina could have been Shaira on him. And ultimately, it doesn't play out. He comes down. Avram takes, he thinks for a second. He says, what did I do? How did I become who I became? Avram was merayming himself to such a great degree over everybody else in the world. And he asked himself, he took a moment to introspect. What did I, how did I, he grew up in the house of Terach. The Rambam says in the Hilchos Avodah Zarah, for who Oved Iman? He too, Avram Avinu was an Oved Avodah Zarah at the beginning of his life. Like, how did he go through this transformation? He said, there's one answer. Torah. Because the Mishnah says that a person learns Torah, Zeich L'Dvarim Harbe, it's Meroimim him, it's Megadol him. He realized what he became through Torah. Avram Avinu's reaction to the story of the Akedah was, Torah is so potent, it can transform a person to such a degree, I want Torah in my family. Yitzchak, you're going to go learn Torah now. Because that's what you need. That was Avram Avinu's reaction. And if you think about it, a person that Nebuch almost loses a child, something happens. What's he going to do? He's going to hug the child. Avram Avinu didn't hug Yitzchak. He didn't say, Yitzchak, you're not leaving my sight for the next 20 years. That's not what he did. He sent Yitzchak right away to go learn Torah. It's unbelievable. It's an amazing thing. He sent him away. He sent him to learn Torah. I saw Reb Moshe Scheinemann in the Sefer Imrei Moshe. He says something beautiful. He says that Maisa of a similar bottom. He says, you see that fathers, parents, through Doris had never had a problem sending their kids away to learn Torah. Faraway lands, sometimes they had to take very difficult, dangerous journeys. There was never an issue. It's a mysterious nefesh from the parents. As you know where it came from? Maisa Avos Simon Labanim. Everything comes from the Avos. Avram Avinu did it. Avram Avinu did it with his son Yitzchak that he loved so much. He almost brought him on the Akedah. He somehow dodges this bullet, and what does he do? He sends him away. I'll see you, Mitzvah Hashem, Bein Hazmanim. It's unbelievable. For 3 years, the Medrash says he went to learn Torah in the Yeshiva of Shem Behaver. Either way, Dvarim, Neflaim, you see the Koyach of Torah. That's why we do what we do.
The following Raid Bite is being added to the Daf, as in Yana Diyoma.
We just finished the Daf with the famous Machloikis between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Karban Pesach had to be eaten up until Chatzos. According to Rabbi Akiva, he had all night to eat the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a makar. Rabbi Akiva had a makar. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's makar was v'achlu as habasar balayla hazeh. It says balayla hazeh regarding achilas Karban Pesach, and it says balayla hazeh v'avarti beretz Mitzrayim balayla hazeh with regards to the Makas Mechiris, just like Makas Mechiris happened by Chatzos, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Karban Pesach is also to be eaten by Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva had his Makar. It says, V'achalta moisei b'chipozlein Pesach u'lashem. You could eat the Karban Pesach until the Zman of Chipozlein. Chipozlein means when the Yidden physically left Mitzrayim. When did that happen? It happened in the morning. So if the Yidden left Mitzrayim in the morning, that would imply you have the entire night up until the morning to eat the Karban Pesach. The truth is, when you think of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the Leil HaSeder, what comes to mind, is what we say in the Haggadah, at the beginning of the Haggadah. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harei ani kiven shivim shano, v'lo yizochisi she'teyomer yetzias Mitzrayim ba'leilois, ad shedar shebin zayim. But there's another very important Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and that is this shita. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's halacha, that is, that the Karban Pesach had to be eaten up until Chatzos. And Rava's very critical caveat to that. And that is, if the Karban Pesach had to be eaten before Chatzos, matzah also has to be eaten before Chatzos. Loi mibaya, the matzah, which is a zeichet rafi koimen, the matzah also, the regular achilas matzah, that mitzvah, which is a mitzvah deiraisa, it's governed by the same halacha of Chatzos. Because if the Pesach was until Chatzos, the matzah is until Chatzos. Why? Because there's a hekesh between Pesach and matzah. So it's a machloek between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. So what do we paskin like? So based on Kol Yapsak, you would say that L'chayr the halacha should be like Rabbi Akiva. Because we know the rule. Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveira. Erevim mevama mebis. So whenever there's machlois from Akiva and chaveira, we always pass like Rabbi Akiva. Shaila is, what if Rabbi Akiva argues with a rabbin? So what if it would be machlois from Rabbi Akiva and the chacham? Do you say halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveira ve'afilu mechaveira? Or is it halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveira ve'loy mechaveira? The Pashtus is Mechaveroi Veloy Mechaveroi. The Taz in a few places says Mechaveroi Ve'afilu Mechaveroi. We did a Raid Bite on this once from the Yad Malachi. But the point is that if it's Machloik, it's Rabbi Akiva, and one other Tan in Shas, this is the most basic fundamental principle in Kol Yapsak. It's easy. Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi. So based on that, you would expect the Halacha to be that you can eat the Karban Pesach Bizman Shabes HaMikdash HaYikayim at Shas Chipazin. Until Alois HaShachar, which would mean that nowadays you can eat the Afikoyman, what we call the Afikoyman, until the morning. Because the Afikoyman is a zeichet to the Karban Pesach, and there's an idea of Anshas Chipazin. Isn't there something about Chatzos? Yeah, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But who's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Bar Plukta? It's Rabbi Akiva. The Halacha is always like Rabbi Akiva. Stating that, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Hilchas Pesach, it's in Erechayim, it's in Tov Ayin Zayin. Mechaber says the Achag Markol Asudo at the end of the entire meal oichlin mi matzah hashmura tachas amapa. We eat from the matzah that's underneath the mapa kizayis. Why do we eat a kizayis of matzah at the end of the meal? We already ate our kizayis at the beginning of the meal. That's how we washed, and then we ate a ganze suda shulchan aruch. Why are we eating another kizayis? Says the shulchan aruch zeichel pesach. It's a zeichel to the Karban Pesach, and the reason we eat it at the end of the meal is because the Karban Pesach was also eaten at the end of the meal. Because the Karban Pesach was nechal al asoiva. That's the way it was supposed to be eaten. And the Afikoyman, this last kezayis, is to remind us of what was the Karban Pesach. Because you have to eat it the way the Karban Pesach was eaten. It was eaten al asoiva, which means after the chagigos yutalit at the end of the meal. So we do the same exact thing. Says the Shulchan Aruch v'yechleinu baseiva. You should eat the Afikoyman baseiva. V'lo yivarech olav. You shouldn't make a bracha. And then the Mechaber says, v'yezor and you should be careful. You have to make sure that you eat it before Chatzos. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shekim and Shuzeich LePesach, being that the Koyim is a Zeich to the Karban Pesach, Tzorich LaOichloi Bezman HaPesach, VaPesach Einoi Nechol Ad Chatzos. And the Pesach was only eaten up until Chatzos. It's clear in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Pesach, Simen Tov Ayin Zayin of Cotton Aleph, that we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Even though Allah Rabbi Kiva Mechaveroi. And over here, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is Chaverish Rabbi Akiva, Afal Pikein, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What's Pshat? If Talach Rabbi Chameira, so why we pass from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So the Rishonim speak out. The reason is because there's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Mishnah we just learned. The Mishnah said, "Pesach acha chatzos metames hayadayim." After chatzos, the Pesach was metames hayadayim. And the Gemara said, "Why? Alma mechatzos havalei noiser." Because once chatzos happens, the carbon Pesach becomes noiser, and noiser is metames hayadayim. And the Gemara said, "Oh, Rav Yosef, the great Rav Yosef said, man tana, who's the tana? The Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So it's true. Say the Rishonim, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi." However, there's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, today's daf, our Mishnah, and being that it's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah trumps Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi. So this is always fun when you have two different Klalei HaPsak that are at odds at each other. Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi and Halacha k'Stam Mishnah, for example. So what exactly is the Machriya? But over here, say the Rishonim, that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But this is very important, the next part. And that is not all the Rishonim hold this way. Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. And the Shulchan Aruch is coming from Ashitas HaRishonim. But not all the Rishonim paskin that way. And I think it's Kedai. There's a Bir Halacha right in the beginning of Siman Tov Ayin Zayin. And just very quickly go through what the Bir Halacha says. Says the Bir Halacha. Ayin b'mishnah brura, mashak hosafti, shetzorach lezor ma'oid. You have to be careful. Why? Ki b'gemar isa, to ladas rab alaz ben azari, the pesach min ha-tayri, enay nechal ala ad chatzois. Is hu adin Matzah, says the Bir Halacha. Oh, but the Yesh pluk the Bein HaRishonim in Malacha K'Rab Elazar ben Azariah. Really, it's a Machlokes Rishonim, if we pass in this way. The Yesh harbe stomi Mishnah Kavase. Because there are many, says the Bir Halacha, not just ours daf. But there are many stomi Mishnah, like Rab Elazar ben Azariah. So that would seem to suggest you should pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Oi, K'Rab Akiva, maybe we should pass like Rabbi Akiva. Mishum da Halacha K'Rab Akiva mechaver. Says the Bir Halacha, this is the Chofetz Chaim talking. Vidas HaRambam, V'Rav HaMagid, Ubalo Itur, Va'urzarua, B'Shem Arimi Korbil, lifts like this man achilas matzo kol halaylo. The Rambam doesn't paskin that you have to eat the carbon pesach before chatzos. The Rambam and these other Rishonim hold you up the whole night. The Eishoimim, the Gamdas Harif came, that even the Rif held that way, because the Rif left out the halacha of Rava. Rava said that according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, you'd have to eat the matzah before chatzos. Why did he leave it out? Maybe because he didn't hold like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Ochen says the Bir Halacha, Yesh Harbi Mivdoli Rishonim, the Sfiru Leilach Chatzos, Leyotzadei Chavos. But the many Rishonim that hold not that way. The Heim Rabbeinu Chananel, Vehasmag b'shem Ariba Latoisvus, Vehamortchai, Vehabenu Yeruchim, Vehem Betzadi the Orzarua Gamkin, Vehrikeach. So if that's the case, so that's smash me. You have to eat it until Chatzos. Then says the Bir Halacha, there's a third Shita. Vehrikeach, Vaharosh, Vaharajba, Vaharan, Mistapku was there. They weren't sure. Bottom line is, there's three Shitas in the Rishonim. You have the Shita that holds you up the whole night, Halacha Kripa Kivim Echaveru. You have the Shita, which is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, until Chatzos, Stami Mishnah, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And then you have Rishonim that weren't sure. Halacha Kripa Chameru. But then again, it's Stami Mishnah, and they were Masopik. So says the Bir Halacha, that even though I'm telling you, you have to be very careful, but if you want to know the MS, the emes is not so posh what the halach is. And if somebody would eat dafi koimen after chatzos, at the very least, he would be yoytzeh the Rambam Shita. So with this introduction, the introduction that it's machlokes b'Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, whether you have to eat the carbon pesach until chatzos, which means today if you have to eat dafi koimen up until chatzos. The introduction that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But at the same time, the Bir Halacha says not so posh. And really it's a big time machlokes rishonim. And really what the Shulchan Aruch was paskining was the chumrah. But really there's major, major plates, hamilahem lismach, if somebody bizman has wanted to eat dafi koimen after chatzos. So with that introduction, I think it's kedai to revisit. The famous chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, which is in two places in Shalos Teshuvos Avnei Nezer. We'll go through it in his Eruch Chaim, Hilchos Pesach. It's Simen Shin Pei Aleph. But before the punchline of the Avnei Nezer, which is very, very well known, just to introduce it, just to see the rest of the story, the lumdis of how the Avnei Nezer built up and got to his chiddush. Before we eat matzah at the Leila Seder, we make a bracha. What's the bracha? Baruch Ato Hashem, Elikeinu Malach Oilam Hashek Kedishanu B'mitzvaysav V'tzivanu Alach Chilas Matzah. And the Avnei Nezer asks a bombakasha. He says, if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, so the Rambam makes an observation. He says, there's some Birchas HaMitzvos where when we make the bracha, so we describe the mitzvah as in the sense that we're doing it right now. And then there's sometimes we describe it more B'Losh HaNister. More in the theoretical. So, for example, just a classic example. You put on your tefillin shal yad, Hashem kidishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu l'aniach tefillin. And when you put on your tefillin shal roish, it's al mitzvahs tefillin.
So in one case, it's lohaniach. You're talking about the mitzvah, ksharten. And the other time, it's more, there is a mitzvah. There's something called mitzvah's tefillin. Al netilas yodayim. Sometimes you make the bracha leishev bas, not al yeshiva sukkah, leishev bas sukkah. So how are you supposed to know what bracha to make? It's very confusing. In general, nusach ha-bracha is a major, major sugya. And the Rambam talks about it a little bit in Perek Yeralef and Ilchas Brachas. And the Rambam gives his akdara. The Rambam says that anytime a person does a mitzvah for himself, mevarich lasos. Also, if you make the bracha for somebody else, mevarich alasi. Ketzad, lavash tefillin, mevarich laniach tefillin. Nesati betzitzis, mevarich lisati. Yoshe basukah, mevarich leshe basukah, etc., etc. Skipping. Avalim kovam mezuzah lacherim. If somebody would put up a mezuzah for somebody else, mevarich, he would make the bracha al kfias mezuzah. If you'd make a makkah for somebody else, alasias makkah. If somebody does bris milah for someone else, you make the bracha of al hamilah. So that's the Rambam's akdarah. The Avudram has different akdarahs. There's different akdarahs of exactly what it is. And there's kashas on it. When I wash netilas yodayim for myself, I make al netilas yodayim. We just mentioned al mitzvahs tefillin, even though you're doing it for yourself. Or al mitzvahs is. The point is, this is a major sugya. Ayin Shom. But says the Avni Nezer, if you go through the sugya, there's no reason in the world when we eat matzah, we should make the bracha of al-achilas matzah. On all accounts, no matter how you machriya the sugya, matzah should be no different than sukkah. So sukkah is leishev ba sukkah. There's no reason in the world that when it comes to matzah, it shouldn't be lechel matzah. So freak the Avni Nezer, why do we make the bracha of al-achilas matzah? So Avni Nezer said as follows. He said, Rabbi Lozman Azariah holds in Masechtas Psachim Daf Kuf Chaf Amid Beis that the matzah has to be eaten before Chatzos. Why does it have to be eaten before Chatzos? V'achos abaz b'alai lazeh, v'avakti b'eretz Mitzrayim b'alai lazeh. He has a gzeres shava, hazeh hazeh, to teach me how to be Chatzos. What's the gzeres shava? Because when was Makkas Bechairis? Kechatzos. So Makkas Bechairis was by Chatzos. This also has to be by Chatzos. Freit Avni Nezer, it's a plea in a scuffle. I don't understand Rabbi Lozman Azariah. Says there's no Havana by me. This was the Kasha that was talking on Avni Nezer. Just to appreciate where he came from when he said his massive Chiddush that we're about to learn. But the Kasha that bothered him was this next Kasha. Not the first Kasha. This Kasha. And that is, when was Makkas Bechairis? Up until Chatzos? No. Makkas Bechairis was Chatzos. It happened literally at the moment of B'chatzos, K'chatzos, beginning of Masechtas Brachos. But it happened Chatzos. So he says, I don't understand. If Rabbi Lozman Azariah had a gzeres shava that says that Korban Pesach has to be like Makkas Bechairis, so the din should be, by Chatzos, you have to eat the Korban Pesach. At the moment of Chatzos. So like when you daven Vasikin, everyone's staring at the clock. So it's the same thing. You have to stare at the clock, you watch it tick, you know what time Chatzos is, to the second, and at that minute, boom, you chow down the Afikoyman. Ala Soiva. That's really what the mitzvah should be. So he says, Chvashtein it. If the Makor is Chatzos, how's the mitzvah at Chatzos? It's two different zmanim, it's no shaykhis. Makkas Bechairis didn't happen up until Chatzos. It's not the pshat that the mitzvah would dine the whole night and then Chatzos, everything stopped, the music stopped. No, it's not what happened. What happens, they died at the moment of Chatzos. Some man of Shachreit Avninez. If there's a Gzeres Shavu, then the halacha that comes from the Gzeres Shavu should be as Medaf Es and Dafi Koimim Bechatzos. Zog Daf Ninez, Medaf Zogim Poshit. You have to say Poshit, it's not possible. Chatzos is a moment. You could start Shemayna Esrei by Vasikin, but you can't eat a kezayis of matzah in a moment of Chatzos. It's not possible. But, says Avni Nezer, it's for that reason, as a bediyeved, Chazal say, you know what you should do? You should eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. Really? Eat the Korban Pesach at the moment of Chatzos. Obviously, nit meglach. And as a result, we have to resort to an understanding of the Gezeirah Shavah that's feasible. So by definition, what the mitzvah must be is at the very least have it eaten by Chatzos. Says Avni Nezer, if that's the case, the mitzvah is not so much eat it, but that make sure that when Chatzos happens, it was eaten. That's why the Nusach HaBracha is not Lechol HaMatzah, but the Nusach HaBracha is Al-Achilas Matzah. But then Avni Nezer says something else. That's Dvarim Neflon. Says Avni Nezer, I think if you understand this, we can appreciate the tiefkeit of Emaftirin Achara Pesach Afikoyman. The first part of the Daf. What's Pshat Emaftirin Achara Pesach Afikoyman? The Pshat is because really we were supposed to eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. But it's not possible. So you know Chazal said, you'll eat the Korban Pesach when you eat it. Because what are you supposed to do? There's no other way for you to do it. But at the same time, when it comes Chatzos, That's the zman kiyum hamitzvah. That's really when you were supposed to eat it. That's the balai lazeh. You should have the time of the karma pesach in your mouth. Or nowadays, when it comes chatzos, you should have the time of dafi koimen in your mouth. Because that's really when the mitzvah is being discussed. This is not a mitzvah of lechel to mitzvah of alachilas. And really, it's playing out by chatzos. You just physically can't do the whole maisa by chatzos. So you'll do the maisa first, but it'll be manifested kiyum by chatzos. Aim of tir and achar pesach afi koimin is to have the tamah. What, you have to have the tamah until when? Until Wednesday? What? For the rest of Yontif, you have to taste the matzah? You have to taste the pesach? No, there's a tifkait in it. The tifkait is that chatzos is when the mitzvah is mekuyim. That's when the mitzvah is playing out. And you have to taste it by chatzos. Said Avni Nezer, I want to say a very big chiddush. It should come out that after you eat the afikoimen, you can't eat, right? Emaftir nachar pesach afikoimen. Emaftir nachar matzah afikoimen. But only until chatzos. After chatzos vils essen, gizintahet. You can eat whatever you want. Because once chatzos passed, what's the Indian of having a tam matzah? What do you have to have a tam matzah for? What, I have to have it through chalamayit? The whole idea, there's a havana in it. Not stama halacha, there's a pshat, said Avni Nezer. The pshat is because the mitzvah really plays out by chatzos. I mean that the mitzvah plays itself out by chatzos, so we want you to taste it at the very least by chatzos, because that's the best we can do. We can't do better than that. So at the very least, have the time of the Karban Pesach, have the time of Afi Klement. But what happens afterwards. Who cares what happens afterwards? So Zokta Avni Nezer, all the fees, that's gewaldig. He says, because we know there's a big machloikis, la halach, no, that we pass with Lazman Azai, like the Chacham, the Shechon Aruch says, halach is like Lazman Azai. But it's not so posh, it's Rambam than passing like Lazman Azai. Yeah, Shemim, the Rif, Ayim Bir Halach, it's a major shayla, really, what you're supposed to do. And this causes people anxiety at the Leila Seder, it's lachats and fights break out, right? Because this is a major issue. You have to eat it before chatzos. You don't have to eat it before chatzos. You start late. You start early. And what do you do? What time do you tafi koymin? I ate it 4 in the morning. This all comes from this shailu. Damiye says, "Chaban eitz, chaban posh the eitz." I don't even know what the problem is. You know what you do? You watch the clock. And when it comes around chatzos time, you sit down and eat a kazayis matzah. Allah soiv, it's gewaldig. You eat it before chatzos. You eat the kazayis matzah and you make, it's a geshmaka matzah, and you eat it before chatzos. And you make it tonight. And the tenai is as follows. If the halach is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then you have to eat dafi koymen before chatzos, because the Karban Pesach had to be before chatzos. When I'm eating now is dafi koymen. And you eat it. And then you watch the clock. And as soon as it's 1:04 or whatever time chatzos is, you bring out the chicken soup. You continue the suda. It's not a problem. I am maftir nachar pesach afi koymen. What's the problem? It's not chatzos anymore. The whole isner is in this man of the achilo. I had the time of matzah in my mouth by chatzos. As a result, I'm going to be okay. And then you say, but if the halach is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the halach is like the chacham. I didn't eat dafi koymen. I don't want to eat dafi koymen now because I want to continue eating my meal. So then what I'll do is I'll continue. This was just another kazayas matzah, right? Rav chalapsim eshchicha. There's room for another kazayas matzah at the leila zayde. You'll eat another kazayas. Then you'll finish your suda at the end of the suda at 4 o'clock in the morning. So then you go ahead and you'll eat another kazayas and you'll say, if really the halacha is like the chachamim, that wasn't my kazayas of afikoyman. This is going to be my kazayas of afikoyman. This was the chiddush of the Avni Nezer, and this was his practical solution. This is what the Avni Nezer said that you should do. It's interesting that in the Briska Haggadahs they bring that the Briska Rav heard this chiddush from the Avni Nezer. And the Biskarov said, it's gewaldig. He had tremendous hanah from the Chiddush, but he had one ha'ara on the Avni Nezer. He didn't understand why you need a tanai. What make a tanai for? He says, you need a tanai? He says, you have to have kavanah when you eat afi koymen, as a chest afi koymen, l'shem afi koymen. But that first thing, kizayis matzah, dos taf menton, Allah soiva. And if you eat a kizayis matzah, Allah soiva, you yoitz in a mitzvah. So that the Biskarov said, it's all gewaldig. Oh, but that's just kind of tanai. Says, eat a kizayis. But just eat the kazayas. And if you're going to eat the kazayas, that in and of itself is going to be okay. I saw in the Mikroi Kodesh from Hersh Pesach, or Tzvi Pesach Franks. This is in Pesach, Volume 2. It's Simen Nun Vav. He brings that his shvager, Rabbi Aryeh Levin, told him that he heard that that Rabbi Chaim Briska was worried about chatzos and ish chatzos, right? Shkia, chatzos. So he was very worried about chatzos, and he used to do this eitz of the Avnei Nezes. And the Briska Agadahs, they say that the Briska Rav liked it, but in Mikroi Kodesh, Rabbi Tzvi Pesach said he heard from his shvager, Rabbi Aryeh Levin, that Rabbi Aryeh Levin told him he heard it b'shem Rabbi Chaim, stating that it's to do with that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, and this is in Chelek Ches of the Igros Moshe, it's in Rabbi Chaim Chelek Hei, it's Simen Lamed Ches, if cut in Ches, Rabbi Moshe didn't like it. Rabbi Moshe said, Tomua lismoich al svara ba'alma neged kol hadoiros. The Rav Moshe said that I hear it, but it's a svara ba'alma at the end of the day, and it's going keneged who? Not Rishonim, not Achronim, not Poiskim. It's going keneged all the Dairis. There's no Messiah on such a Chiddush. And said, Rav Moshe, afilo ha yisvara berura, I would have had a problem with it. Ubefratshi his svara kalusha ma'od. He says he thinks it's a very shvach svara. That's what Rav Moshe said. But Rav Moshe, Nidigris Moshe, as I is gedrukt, but said that he wasn't so happy with the svara, and he felt kosher lismach, stating that it's yudua, that amongst chassidim, or al kopanim, this is a famous shtickle from the Avnei Nezer, and in Brisk, they very much like the chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, the Briskerov, Reb Chaim Briska, and not just that, they were even meisif on the Avnei Nezer. They held that it's such a good svara that it works in and of itself, and medafnish afilo machana tonight.